Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is a day that reminds me why I became a pastor. I promised I wouldn't get wet eyes in front of you rascals, but I want to tell you before the sermon starts how much I love you and care for you. What a privilege it's been for 10 months to be with you in class. Even took a bath and got all cleaned up. I can't believe it. Cameron, you don't smell like a hockey bag. Wow, amazing. Daniel, wow. I knew too. I'm jealous. The title of our message this morning, would you read it with me? Keep going on, based on Joshua chapter 1. Let me read to you the verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go. Go over this Jordan River, you and all the people, to the land I'm giving to you. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. No man shall stand against you as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong. Be of good courage. Keep going on. For our regular worshipers, if you're looking for an outline today, you won't find it. It's just too much in the bulletin and too much going on. Did you know that one of the matchless points of beauty of the entire Bible is its ability to be simple and profound at the same time? Today on your confirmation Sunday, Daniel, Melissa, Thomas, Ashley, Cameron, it's my prayer that you'll be able to take home with you in your heart the simple and yet profound message God has for you in this text for today. But before we get to that text, some other simple and profound examples in Holy Scripture. In the face of the great sin and degradation of a fallen humanity, in the coming of a great judgment by the flood of water, God found a humble man named Noah and spoke these simple words to him. Make for yourself, Noah, an ark of gopher wood. When the learned Pharisee Nicodemus came to Jesus at night with a haunting problem in his heart, the problem of his heartless and empty religion, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in such a simple way, Nicodemus almost missed the meaning. Jesus simply said to him, you must be born again. When answering St. Paul's famous cry about his thorn in the flesh, God did not give Paul an extensive theological lecture. He said to him these simple words, my grace is sufficient for you. In each of these examples and in many more, kids, God speaks very simple words. My dearly beloved confirmation class, and everybody else here today, when you reach those times in your life when you don't know what to do, when you don't know where to turn, when all around you seems to be questions with no answers, when your back is up against a wall, God so often comes to you, not in great and flashy ways, but in simple words that we all can understand. When we're weary, have you been weary? When we're weary, God speaks to us a word of persistence, And when we wonder how we can possibly persist, God speaks to us a word of assistance. The message for today's sermon is a great example of that. Listen again to the words of Joshua chapter 1. The Lord said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you, therefore, Joshua, arise and keep going. You and all these people to the land I'm giving you, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Keep going on." When God spoke these words to Joshua, the people of Israel were in a time of crisis. Moses was dead. Moses, the only one who was courageous enough to stand in the front of Pharaoh and speak those famous words, "Let my people go," that Moses was dead. Moses, who had parted the waters of the Red Sea for the Hebrew children of God to pass over, that Moses was dead. Moses, who could go up to a mountaintop to see God face to face, to receive from him the Ten Commandments when nobody else would go near that mountain, that Moses was dead. Now, the loss of a leader like Moses is bad enough. But when it happens at a time of crisis, the loss is magnified. You see, the people of Israel were about ready to enter the promised land. They now stood at the Jordan River between the slavery of Egypt behind them and the promise of the new land in front of them. And Moses was dead. They knew that whatever they had to face now, they had to face without Moses. But God, who first spoke to Moses in the burning bush, God who had guided him in the ways of the wilderness, the God of whom David said is my rock and my fortress, now spoke to Joshua. God said, "Joshua, I know your heart is troubled. Moses is dead, Joshua, and the mantle of leadership has been put upon your shoulders. But no matter how much you grieve, Moses is gone. And now, Joshua, you are my man. So lift up your head and look around. There's a people to lead, a new land to be settled. Get up from where you are sitting, Joshua, and just keep going on." Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, Joshua. Sometimes you'll give your best and it won't be good enough, but keep going on. Sometimes you'll go out of your way to help people and they will turn on you, but keep going on. In spite of high mountains, keep going on. In spite of deep valleys, keep going on. In spite of the rantings of the enemy and the rejection by the relatives and people hurting you that were closest to you, you keep going on. Sometimes you may feel like quitting and running away, but you keep going on. As God spoke to Joshua, He speaks to us today. Daniel, Melissa, Thomas, Ashley, Cameron, and everyone here today, when we are overwhelmed with life's setbacks and challenges, when we've tried to be good Christian men and women, responsible young people, faithful husbands and wives, devoted sons and daughters, and yet it seems like we're getting nowhere, if indeed it seems like the devil might be winning, God speaks to us a word of persistence. Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. Keep going on. Now, I know I know that sometimes we all feel like saying, I can't do it, Lord. How can I go on? I'm tired and weak. It's at this moment that God speaks to us, not just a word of persistence, but a word of assistance. He speaks the same words He spoke to Joshua and Cameron, of all people in this class. This promise should be important to you. It's based on your confirmation verse today. God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What God was saying first to Joshua, do you hear? He's saying to you and to me today. God says to all of us, do you really know who it is that is speaking to you? I am the one who causes to be what is. Before there was a when or where, or a then and there, God says, I was. It was I who stepped out of the darkness and the chaos and said, let there be light. It was I who spat out the seven seas, who carpeted the earth with grass, who dotted the mountains with trees, who flung the stars into the universe. I am the one who told Abraham to go. I am the one who told him to stop sacrificing Isaac. I am the one who delivered my people from slavery and Egypt. I am the one who enabled Moses to part the Red Sea and gave to him the Ten Commandments. Kids, God says to you today, as I have been with others, led others, and upheld others, so I will be with, lead, and uphold you. Dear confirmation class, and the rest of you who are eavesdropping on their sermon, you have that same promise of God. And that promise of God that you have has been written in blood. Written in the blood of Jesus, your Savior, His blood shed on Calvary's cross to pay for your sins, and thanks God to pay for mine. His blood shed on that cross, His glorious resurrection on Easter Sunday, is His blood-bought promise that your God will lead you, that your God will be with you, that your God will never forsake you, and because of that blood-bought promise, you and I, make no mistake about it, can keep going on. We can go on. Because God the Father is our protector. Because God the Son is our traveling companion. Because God the Holy Spirit is our comforter and our guide. What do you think Trinity Sunday is all about? My young friends, when your paths get blocked in life, God promises to make a highway in the desert just for you. When the hounds of hell are on your trail, God will stand between them and you like a pillar of fire in the wilderness. Therefore, today, the Lord simply says to you, no matter what happens from day to day, keep going on. No matter who tells you you can't make it, keep going on. You know in whom you have believed. He has died and risen for you. In His power, you can keep going on. The Lord says to all of us, when you've been hurt by others, when you've been forsaken by others, when you have been made fun of by others because you stand up in the name of Jesus Christ, keep going on. Keep going on, because David tells us in Psalm 37, verse 23, The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down, because the Lord upholds him with his own hands. One of the last times I'm going to have a chance to address you as a class, Cam, Ashley, Thomas, Melissa, Daniel, I pray. You don't know how much I pray every week and day for you, that you'll be faithful. I pray that each of you and your parents will make it your number one priority to be an active member of this congregation and a faithful child of God. Victor and Nadia, Alvaro and Amy, Michael and Laura, today in this very holy and special day, your Lord is holding you responsible to keep both your children and yourselves faithful to their Lord. Today is Confirmation Sunday for your children, but also realize that today is the day that you reconform, you recommit your faith to your Lord and to His church. Our Lord is counting on you to lead your young people, no longer children, into the arms of their Savior every day. Our precious Lord has shown each of us that we are His number one priority. Because on a Friday, He bore up on a rugged hill called Calvary, an old cross. And there He was crucified in our place. There He endured our shame. He paid for our sins. He faced our devil. He died our death. And on Sunday morning, He rose. Oh, He rose to give us and to all who put their faith in Him victory forever. And this same Lord, this same Lord who spoke the words to Joshua, speaks these words to you young people today and to all of us gathered here. God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Now you keep going on. What happened to Joshua? Well, under his leadership, mighty things were done for God's kingdom. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down, and Joshua, God's mighty general, led his children to a new promised land. And there in that promised land, they became servants and stewards of all of God's blessings as His precious people. Today, young folks, young adults, on the day of your confirmation, you're beginning a new life as Christian stewards. A steward is a person who simply manages the belongings of their boss or their lord. So the house steward manages his master's house. The wine steward manages his master's wine. The financial steward manages his master's finances. A Christian steward, which includes you and all members here, we manage all that belongs to God and are just loaned to us while we walk this earth. We talk in terms of managing God's gift of time and talents and treasures. My dear confirmation class, from now on, no longer look in that mirror and see a child. Today you're considered adult members of this congregation. You are like Joshua, called by God to be a servant and His steward from this day on. You are to ask yourself these questions. How can I use the time that God gives me to serve Him and bring glory to His name? How can I use the talents He has given me to serve Him and bring glory to His name? How can I use the money and resources He gives me to give my offerings to serve Him and bring glory to His name? For the last time, Daniel, Melissa, Thomas, Ashley, and Cameron, in your future life as young women and young men, whatever your future brings, may you take rest in the powerful arms of Jesus, your Savior. Because He promises to be faithful to you. And look, His promise to you is written in His own blood. And with His resurrection power living in your heart through the power of the Holy Spirit, He will give you the strength you need. Will you read it with me? To keep going on. In the name of Jesus. Amen.